So we are recording the BIOS for our ASUS motherboards.
I can add all this on later, okay. Grace. Let's just do it. Like, I can edit that on.
All right,
so
cool.
This is an ASUS system board that's modern, and we're going to whip through the BIOS and see what's in it, and you guys will have an idea of what's in the CMOS. So we're on the main screen, aren't we?
Main. System time, system date, language. Then there's a submenu storage configuration. Enter to go into that. On-chip SATA speed, set to auto. On-chip SATA channel, set to enabled. SATA port 1 to port 4, set to AHCI. SATA port 5 and port 6, set to AHCI. Next submenu down is system information, which is just all text.
We actually need the system information for the BIOS version, so we can see if there's a new one. And stuff.
Okay, BIOS information, version 1606, build date 08-24-10, hooray for American dates. EC BIOS version MBECB-0011.
And what kind? What's the actual manufacturer of the BIOS?
AMI.
Is it AMI?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Does it tell us what the board model is in that screen as well or not?
No, it says what the processor is and system memory, but that's it.
Okay.
Okay, next tab, AI Tweaker.
All sorts of things in there, really. Sort of overclocking.
Lots of things. Overclock tuner utility. Just press enter to start tuning. Takes about few time, whatever that means. AI overclock tuner set to auto. CPU ratio auto. DRAM frequency auto. CPU/NB frequency auto. HT link speed auto. DRAM timing configuration submenu. Just got a whole load of latency times.
Fair enough.
Delay
times. Yeah. I wouldn't mess with that.
Yeah.
DRAM driving configuration submenu.
No.
CPU and Northbridge voltage mode offset. CPU offset voltage auto. CPU Northbridge offset voltage auto. CPU VDDA voltage auto. DRAM voltage auto. HT voltage, auto.
Do we see a pattern here, people?
Yeah. I'd
leave all that on auto if it was my system, but...
Those ones. Down the bottom is graphics overclocking, which I don't imagine you're really interested in.
Not really,
but it's there, so that's fine.
All right, next menu is advanced. Five submenus. CPU configuration.
We want to go
in
there.
Okay, it's got some figures... size of the L1 and L2 and L3, and this is revision C3, which seems to be of the processor.
Okay.
Speed 3 gigahertz, blah blah blah. Microcode updation.
Yeah.
Started reading that word. Hang on, I'm lost. I don't know how to get out of this word. Microcode updation enabled.
Okay.
Which is perhaps a relief. Secure virtual machine mode enabled. Cool and quiet enabled.
That's all good.
C1E support enabled. ASUS Core Unlocker disabled. It says it on the right. Enable ASUS Core Unlocker to get full computing power of processor. Warning, system might become unstable due to different CPU margins. And CPU core activation auto.
Fair enough.
Next submenu is chipset.
So the virtualization is enabled.
But it says it isn't. I wonder if we enable that other mode if it'll...
If that's what secure virtual machine mode is, yeah. Next menu is chipset. Next submenu, that is. Mm-hmm. Which has got two sub-submenus. Northbridge configuration. Which has got two sub-submenus. DRAM controller configuration.
Lots of things in there.
Five things in there. Channel interleaving, memclock, tri-state, who cares? Next sub-menu option is ECC configuration. ECC mode disabled, so all the rest are disabled as well. Going back up to advanced chipset settings, next sub-menu is 890 GX configuration.
Whatever that is.
That's the chipset. That's
The... Yeah. This has got a sub-menu called internal graphics configuration. And then it lets you select primary video controller. It looks like you can select the bit like the boot priority you can set.
Which one set to it first?
PCI, then GFX0, then GPP, then IGFX. Anyway.
Fair enough.
The internal graphics configuration sub menu, which is the first option there, has got interleave, UMA SP interleave mode, auto, SP power management, dynamic CMD, SP NB termination auto, SP memory termination auto, SP CMD hold auto, SP data hold auto, FB location above 4G, AMD 880 HD audio enable.
Yeah, this has got HDMI on the back of it, apparently. You can get HDMI out of the... No, it's got... I think it's got HDMI. It's got an HDMI port on the back of the system, actually.
Yeah. Anyway, going back up. We finished with advanced chipset settings, and we're back in the advanced menu.
Okay.
Next is onboard devices configuration.
Okay.
So you've got in here serial port 1 address, 3F8/IRQ4, serial port 1 mode normal, onboard LAN enabled, onboard LAN boot ROM disabled, onboard LAN power saving disabled, onboard 3094 controller enabled, HD audio Azalea device enabled, front panel type HD, SPDIF out type SPDIF, onboard ATA controller enabled, onboard ATA controller ROM enabled, onboard USB 3 controller enabled.
Good.
Next submenu is USB configuration. USB support enabled, legacy USB support auto, USB 2 controller mode high speed, BIOS EHCI handoff enabled.
Okay.
And the last in the advanced menu is PCI PNP.
Which
the only option is plug and play OS. Set to no. Next menu is power.
There are certain operating systems that claim you should set that to yes, and I've never actually found documentation to say which way you should actually set it, that plug and play OS setting. Interesting. Mm. What does the help say on that? Probably doesn't tell us.
Says no, lets the BIOS configure all the devices in the system. Yes, lets the operating system configure plug-and-play devices not required for boot if your system has a plug-and-play operating system.
Hmm. Okay.
All right, then.
Sure. So the next menu is power. Suspend mode auto. Repost video on S3 resume no. ACPI 2.0 support enabled. ACPI APIC support enabled. Submenu APM configuration, which has got EUP ready disabled, restore on AC power loss disabled, power on by PCI/PCIe device disabled, power on by PS2 devices disabled.
I think we probably want to turn that power on by PCI whatever device on, otherwise we're not going to be able to wake it up from the network card.
Okay. Power on by PS2 devices disabled, power on by ring disabled, power on by RTC alarm disabled.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Fair enough.
And the last option in the power menu is another submenu, hardware monitor. I'm presuming you can't actually change anything here. Oh no, hang on. CPU, okay. First is CPU temperature, which is actually selectable. It says the first option is 37 degrees Celsius / 98.5 degrees Fahrenheit, but you can change that to ignored. Motherboard temperature, 25 degrees / 77 degrees Fahrenheit, which again you can set to ignored. And I'm assuming you can do that. You can do that with all of these.
Okay.
So CPU temperature, motherboard temperature, CPU fan speed, chassis fan speed, chassis fan 2 speed, power fan speed, V-core voltage, 3.3 volt voltage, 5 volt voltage, 12 volt voltage, CPIQ fan function enabled, CPU fan speed low limit 200 RPM, select fan type, PWM fan, CPU Q fan mode, standard.
Okay. Okay.
Looks like the options for that are turbo, standard, silent, and manual.
Standard's pretty quiet.
Chassis Q fan function disabled. That's it in there.
Yeah.
And that's it for the power menu. Next menu is boot. Boot settings. Submenu boot device priority. First boot device, Atari CD ROM. Second boot device, one of your hard drive. Third boot device, CD ROM drive, optical drive. Fourth boot device disabled.
And you can move them up and down.
Yeah, you can do that and shit. Next submenu is boot settings configuration. Quick boot enabled. Full screen logo enabled.
We can disable that.
Yeah.
It's a pain.
Add on ROM display mode, force BIOS. Boot up NumLock on. Wait for F1 if error enabled. Hit Dell message display enabled.
Okay.
And last option is security. And two options, change supervisor password and change user password.
Fair enough.
Alright. Next menu is tools. Asus Easy Flash 2 says press enter to run the utility to select an update BIOS. This utility supports 1, FAT12 or 16 or 32 read write, 2, NTFS read only, 3, CD disk read only.
Okay.
So it looks like if you've got the BIOS update on some media,
it will get it.
You can actually update it using that utility through the BIOS without needing to boot. Next is Express Gate, which is set to disabled.
What is that?
It's this thing that lets you go on Skype and all sorts of things. It's like a mini Linux thing that lives on your partition and you can boot in and do Skype. It's inaccessible, so.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Next is a submenu called Asus OC Profile. And it's got a list of 8 overclock profiles, I assume they are. And then it says the option is add your CMOS profile name, save to, and it wants a profile number.
Okay.
Wow.
Or load CMOS profiles, load from blank, and start OC profile. So it looks like you can set all your overclocking options and then save them to one of these 8
slots.
Slots, yeah.
Okay.
And you can you can swap between them through the BIOS, and it looks like you can also because the last option here says start OC profile, which seems to be a utility to press enter to run the utility to save and load CMOS.
Oh, okay, cool.
So you can save your CMOS settings through this if you've got more than 8 overclocking profiles, or you want to move them between machines.
Fair enough.
Huh.
Next submenu is AI Net 2, which seems to be a utility to check the LAN connectivity during post. Check Realtek LAN cable, set to disabled. It says in the help, check Realtek LAN cable during post. It will take 3 to 10 seconds to diagnose LAN cable.
So I can just do that myself with my hand.
And actually be able to read it.
You can't actually reach the cable, right?
Well, if I needed to go back, I could. I could.
But obviously this wouldn't be accessible anyway, unless it beeps if there's a problem.
No, it doesn't beep.
It just means you're waiting an extra 10 seconds or something.
Yeah, no thanks.
And post state LEDs is the last option in the tools menu, which is set to enabled.
Okay.
And last menu is exit.
Yeah.
Exit and save, exit and discard, discard, load setup defaults.
We want to exit and save because we changed some stuff.
Okay.
Alrighty, thank you very much. That's that.